And welcome everybody to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening today. Man, we had a jam-packed show for you today. We got sports news, entertainment news. We got video games. We got a review. A lot on the plate. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube page, the Facebook page. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Right now, Christian Toto, editor of HollywoodandToto.com, he's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be here.
All right, so, HollywoodandToto.com, tell me what's new on the website, man. This is a pretty cool website. We talked to you a couple weeks ago about the website, and tell me what's new about it now.
You know, one of the couple of recent reviews I'm kind of proud of, in part because the movies are so much fun. There's a new horror movie called Housebound. It's going to be on video on demand on October 17th. Maybe people can check that out. It's about a young woman who gets caught trying to steal an ATM's money and gets sentenced to living at home with her mom. And of course, she's a young adult and doesn't want to live with mom anymore. But it turns out the home itself is haunted. Now, this is a horror comedy. They don't do too many of those that are really good and funny, but I thought this was a blast. It got full of energy and excitement and humor and, of course, scares. So check that one out. Another film is called Witching and Bitching. It's a Spanish film.
Oh.
And, again, a horror comedy that does a really good job of meshing those two together. It's about a guy who also robs a bank. And as he's escaping, he runs into a coven of witches. Really silly, kind of not as good as Housebound, but also a lot of fun. So I think, you know, Halloween is getting closer. We're always looking for new threats, new funny things, new sort of interesting horror movies with a twist, and those two definitely deliver.
Definitely. And one thing that I definitely love about HollywoodandToto.com is you can go there and, you know, you got your TV, your industry news, you have everything there. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just go to HollywoodandToto.com, and that's what I like about the website, man.
Well, thanks.
All right. Definitely what I wanted to hit you on was DVD, Blu-ray releases. We got Transformers Age of Extinction. Now, I was one of the ones that went out and I saw it at the show. A little lengthy, but, you know, if you like that type of genre, you know, for me, I'm always cool for the extras in the DVD and Blu-ray. So is there anything I should look forward to in the DVD and Blu-rays?
Well, I mean, just the fact that the film itself is nearly 3 hours long, I think checking it out on home video is a good idea because it's just so much to process. I mean, I felt when I saw it in the theater, like, oh, my goodness, this is just, I almost need like a break. It was just so chock full of action. So the fact that you can kind of maybe take a pause and enjoy it again, you know, is kind of fun. But as far as, you know, the Blu-ray edition, you're going to get little extras, little behind-the-scenes stuff, which is always great. And these movies are so fascinating. I mean, I have mixed feelings about the new one. I liked parts of it. I wasn't a fan of the other. But at the same time, they are insanely interesting to watch as far as the technology is concerned. So anything that kind of gives me a kind of a peek at what's going on behind the scenes is always kind of fun.
Right. And then one movie I definitely missed was Million Dollar Arm. Is this worth me going out and buying that Blu-ray?
Well, it's a really enjoyable movie, and it's a couple of what we may talk about today that it just didn't get the love that it deserved from audiences during the summer release. This is a baseball comedy drama, but it's not one where you have to love baseball to enjoy it. It's actually based on a true story about a sports agent who decides to go to India to try to find a new talent. You know, sort of like we've already seen pitchers from Japan and other parts of the world. Why not India? Well, you know what? They don't really play baseball in India. So that might be harder than it looks to find a really talented pitching prospect. So that's the story. It's family-friendly. It's sweet. It's uplifting. It's a lot of good things all mixed together. So I definitely recommend that one.
Great. And then we got Edge of Tomorrow that's being released on DVD, Blu-ray. What do I have to look forward to in this film?
You know, the funniest thing about this movie is, and this is another film I liked a lot, and it didn't get a lot of love during the summer. The title is boring. Edge of Tomorrow? It sounds like a bad soap opera. But the original title was All You Need Is Kill, and when it came on DVD and Blu-ray, they changed the title a little bit. Now it says Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow. So I guess they realized that the marketing was really bad for the movie when they came in theaters, and they're trying to kind of make amends for it. But the bottom line is it's a really good action science fiction movie. Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt, they play two warriors trying to defend the Earth against aliens, and every time they die, they start the day all over again. So they're able to basically kind of refight the fight, learn more about those alien bad guys, and then when they come back again, they'll have more information. It's sort of an interesting loop, a little bit of Groundhog Day mixed in with maybe some other sci-fi movies we've enjoyed in the past. Really good stuff, solid action. There's some laughs here. And Tom Cruise is always a good movie star. He really brings exactly what you want to a movie. So I always enjoy him. And Emily Blunt is a very good action heroine. So, you know, in that Ripley mode from the Alien movies, she's a tough customer.
Yeah, next we have Million Days to Die in the West. Is there anything extra on this DVD I should be looking for?
Well, you know, this is the kind of movie where there's so many jokes to begin with. It's almost, Seth MacFarlane is the writer and star here, and he's one of these guys who, like, when he does the Family Guy movies, TV show, he loves to pack in extra bits of information. So it's kind of you almost want to stop the DVD just to kind of check it all out. But so there's extra content for sure on the Blu-ray package as well. But this is another one, a little bit too long, but kind of funny. Not nearly as good as The Blazing Saddles, which is really the gold standard of Western comedies. But you will definitely get a few chuckles here for sure. But again, if you like the Ted movie, which was he created, and if you like The Family Guy, I think you kind of know exactly what you're going to get going into this particular film. You know, kind of raunchy humor, some silly stuff, and even a movie musical. So if that's sort of appealing to you, then maybe check it out. This one's got a alternative opening, an alternative ending, a gag reel, all the stuff you kind of expect from a Blu-ray presentation.
Great. And also, last but not least, X-Men Days of Future Past. What do I have to look forward to here?
Well, you know, this was a nice mashup between the classic X-Men cast and the new kids in the block who we saw in First Class a couple of years ago. So you've got a time travel element where you got the Wolverine going back into the past to sort of fix something because the future is in trouble. And then, of course, you've got the First Class. You've got the young Magneto, the young Professor X, and of course, Mystique played by Jennifer Lawrence. And, of course, you've got the old guard. You've got a little bit of Halle Berry and some of the actors that we first got to know in the original series. So this was a pretty successful blend of the two. I don't think it's the best movie of the franchise, but it's a lot of fun. There's even a visit from Quicksilver, who has one really great signature scene. And so even if you don't love the movie, you're just going to love that particular moment. But there's got another gag reel on this one as well, and more kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, and just lots of goodies involved with this Blu-ray. So even if the movie doesn't kind of get your attention, I think the Blu-ray extras would be kind of fun.
All right, and there you have it. Christian Toto, editor of HollywoodandToto.com. Make sure you go to HollywoodandToto.com. Make sure you follow them on Twitter, too. It's at HollywoodandToto. Christian Toto, the man of the hour. Thanks, man.
My pleasure.
We'll be back right after this.